Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris, and this is a, well, it's a clarification boo, really, about my previous boo on the question of utopia. And it's a clarification really for Imani blog, Paul Imani, because Paul's referenced me quite a few times in his boo on a similar subject, and some of the references he made were, well, quite frankly, I'm not sure he even listened to the same boo that I recorded. And I say that with a smile on my face because I've listened to Paul's boo 3 times, listened to my own boo 3 times, and I'm trying to understand where Paul's, the references Paul gave regarding me come from, because there were certainly a few inaccuracies. And so I'm wanting to clarify this really. I was talking about utopia. I was talking about this idea of utopia, nirvana, heaven on earth, call it what you will. And that's an important point because Paul picked up on this idea of on earth. And Paul went into, later on in his boo, the idea of God. And I kept God out of this. My question was, can humans bring about utopia in spite of the human condition? I wasn't talking about God in my boo. I did use the word entity once. You can take that as you, whichever way you find it. And Paul probably found that, you know, in his own interpretation as God. And that's fine. But I keep religion out of my boos because I do. I was talking about this idea of trying to find this peace, lack of poverty, ending strife. Not strife as in debate, not personal people's opinions, not ending that, but talking about getting rid of poverty, equal education for all, equal rights for all. And this is an idea that doesn't bring about utopia. But utopia, that's a start. That's for me, is what utopia is the start of. Because when you give people equal rights, people will take those rights and do with them what they will. We will always have differences of wealth, class, structure. We will always have intolerance because that's part of the human condition. And now this was where my boo was going. And I would invite Paul to listen to it again with these eyes and ears, because another point Paul raised was that he said, as a direct misquote, that I said that humans were disappointed in themselves. It's not a word I use in my boo. And I don't believe humans are inherently disappointed in themselves. I believe we all have disappointments, and I believe that we're disappointed in the way things are going sometimes. But I don't believe that the lack of utopia is a disappointment to us. I think it's a failure. And by failure, I mean it's something we've failed to achieve so far. And also talking about, I was talking about people in general wanting to end poverty, to end inequality generally, whether that's education, employment, whatever. I think people do want that. I think people want to end inequality. There will always be people, of course, that don't. There will always be the selfish amongst us who don't give a flying toss about anybody else but themselves. I don't welcome those people in society. And this is where I will disagree with Paul, who disagrees with me on these certain things. Paul welcomes those people in society. He calls them the awful people. He welcomes those people. I don't welcome. I welcome, people have a right to an opinion, but opinions can be voiced. We live in a, hopefully in a place where we can have the right freedom of speech. Not all countries have that, of course. But freedom of speech is one thing. It's to say to somebody, look, you know, I want to be better than you. I want a better education than you. I want a bigger house than you. You know, that they have a right to say that. People have a right to strive for better things in their own life, but not better than you, because that's prejudice. That is, when we talk about I want to be better than you, for me, there's no place for that. I want to better myself, yes. I want a bigger house for myself, yes. I want a better holiday, a better job, a better education for myself and my children, yes. fine. But that should be equal, that the opportunities for those should be equal for everybody. And anybody that would say, I want a better education, but you can't have one. I want to eat my cake, but you can starve and live in poverty. I don't believe there's a place for that. And while people do believe there's a place for that, we'll not get anywhere. We will continue to have the kind of world that we live in now. And is that a happy place? I don't know. I don't disagree with Paul on a lot of things. Paul said I invite debate. He says he thinks I boo a lot of the time to invite debate. And I do. That's true. Because Paul was also talking about his audio boo world, audio boo being a cosmos and his group of people, which I'm part of, I'm proud to say, is his audio boo world. And that audio boo world is without conflict. It's without debate. That appalls me because Paul also talks about he wants a world of debate. He wants a world of different ideas and people to express those ideas. I want that in audio boo. And I'm hoping Paul does too. And I think Paul does. Paul's own boo, he part of the way through, he said it makes no apology if he offends anybody's sensibilities. And I like that. That's direct. People who know me and how I boo will know that already about me. I'm quite direct. People don't respond to me very often. Not publicly anyway. I do get quite a few DMs, and I've had a few over the past few years. And it's surprising what can happen in a conversation when two people talk privately, coming at opposite ends of a spectrum and finding common ground. And that is what it's about. That is what audio boo debate is about. That is what debate about in the world is about. It's about understanding other people and coming to the common ground, finding that commonality. Because I do believe that humans have a commonality. I do believe that we have the ability to find the common ground and that common ground and to live together. If two people can do it, then three people can do that. And if three people can do it, 10 people can do it. It just takes a little bit more time. But we have to be open to that. We have to invite debate. And when we invite debate, we can't shoot down somebody else for having a different opinion than our own. We can get passionate about our own opinions. And sometimes being passionate can be mistaken for being obnoxiously argumentative. And I have been obnoxiously argumentative in the past. And I will probably continue to do so at times in the future, unfortunately. But that's part of who I am, and I strive to be better than that. And that's the point, isn't it? It's striving to be better yourself. And this is what I was talking about in my original boo. Utopia can only come from within. I'm not talking about God. I'm not talking about an existence where God comes and fixes everything for us. I have my own faith. People know I'm a Catholic. I talk about the fact that I'm a Catholic in my bio. When I say talk about it, I mention it in my bios on various networks, but that's as far as I go. But that doesn't mean to say that I'm indoctrinated by that Catholicism, that particular slant of faith, if you like, because my faith is other. And I think it's a general, and I do believe in this general consensus that people do want to have equal opportunities for themselves and for others. And again, those that don't need to be educated, in my opinion, because we have two choices. Either I'm educated to be selfish, or we educate other people to be selfless. Is it that black and white? Well, you tell me. You know, is there a co can we find a balance between being selfish and selfless? If there is a balance between that I can, and I think I've talked about this, it's the idea of bettering myself. Is selfish, but it doesn't impact, as long as it doesn't impact upon how I view other people, that's selfless. So I can strive for a better job, I can strive for better for my family, but not by saying other people can't have those same rights. Everybody can better themselves, and that's what, if we better ourselves, if we want better for ourselves, then why not want better for other people? That's where we get this idea of living together. in a more harmonious manner. And harmony doesn't mean non-debate. It doesn't mean disagreement, non-disagreement. What a terrible place that would be. There would be nothing to talk about. We'd all agree on the same thing. How boring. We might as well have been made as robots, you know. So I wanted to clarify a few points like I did early on in the Boo. And I would invite you, Paul, if you're listening to this, to listen to my Boo again. Listen to it again, because I think you've misinterpreted quite a lot of what I was saying. And uncannily, that's not like you, you know. But I think you'll find that we agree on a lot of things if you listen to the Boo again. Anyway, there we go. I'm glad that Paul commented. He didn't particularly invite my comments back, but I'm only commenting back because of the mistakes and the misinterpretations of my original Boo. And that's my right to reply. And I've taken it. And a great Boo as always, Paul. I haven't gone into the second half of Paul's Boo talking about God, because that's not what I do. If Paul wants a debate on that, then I'm quite happy to do that, but privately. One thing I found in life is that religion is the worst thing to talk about publicly. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.